This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning.
Can JJ tell that joke?
Sure.
Yeah, that was good. I really like it.
Tell me, I didn't hear it.
Okay, it was just before the break ended.
While the news was going on, receptionist came back in the back and told the doctor, she said, "There's a man out in the waiting room who claims he's invisible." Doctor said, "Tell him I can't see him right now." I'm getting rid of all my bad jokes before I go next Thursday night to Mount Carmel,
Illinois.
That was a
20-second joke right
there. That was good. I liked it.
That didn't take the 5-minute build-up. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. If you want to be on the air with us, here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. Please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. 888-589-8840. We're on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in today's issues. And we're also, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net. I got to add a couple questions, fellas, before
okay.
we get back to the phones. Go
All
ahead.
Right. All right, here are mine. In the 1954 sci-fi classic, Them, America is threatened by giant mutations. What were those giants? Second question, what does the acronym FLOTUS stand for? FLOTUS. And a true-false question. The Bible nowhere says that Satan rules in hell. Is that true or false?
Is that proper English there? No, nowhere. You never know where nowhere fits, you know. And word I'm talking about.
The guest yesterday, the wrestler, he was from
non-Oklahoma.
He said we have a non-volunteer fire department,
yes.
a non-international airport.
N-O-N in Oklahoma.
Yes, too funny.
If that's not proper English, Randall Murphy, the editor of the AFA Journal,
will be over here in a few minutes.
Will inform me.
You have any more?
That's what I have. That's it.
Okay, here's what I've got. First question, true or false? In Florida, it is illegal for unmarried women to parachute on Sunday. Is that true or false? Second question, the Kendrick brothers have a new movie out, including the new movie. Name all six of their movies. Third question, in 2005, this man signed off for the very last time as principal anchorman of the CBS Evening News. Name him.
If you don't know that, when you're a baby boomer.
Then you just weren't paying attention.
Yeah, duly noted. All right, here are my three questions. Which fruit floats because 25% of its volume is air? Which fruit floats because 25% of its volume is air?
What's that bar of soap that floats?
Ivory soap.
Because it's 99% pure.
Yeah, and then it's actually because it has air in it. And that was like a big selling point. And then I would go,
I wouldn't know.
You're
I would not
you
know.
Don't
I,
use soap
well,
or you
No, I
use
haven't
ivory.
Taken a bath since I was 5.
That's not to say you have not, you know, you don't have a cleaning regimen. You take showers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife and I, I'll just say this. My wife and I, when we first got married, we had a kind of a friendly little argument, but baths versus showers. I told her, I said, no, I said, you don't soak in your own crud.
Yeah.
All right. You take a shower, you wash it off.
That's been Proverbs.
or maybe it should be. If it's not.
Oh, it is. Look
you
it
don't
up.
Soak in your own crud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in there.
That's what the Message Bible says anyway.
right
it's
after,
a little different
right
in
after,
KJV.
Right after it says don't drink orange juice
right.
after brushing your teeth.
Right. All right, here are my three questions. I did the first one. The second one is a new question. In terms of volume, what is the most popular fruit in the world?
In the world,
in terms of production volume.
You like the word volume today.
Yeah, I do. What is the most popular? I like turning George Jones up.
in your 1980 Toyota. Toyota Celica.
Anyway, in terms of production volume, what is the most popular fruit in the world? And number three, sort of riddle again. What has a head and a tail but no body?
What has a head and a tail
but no body?
I want to say the Democratic Party. Now, there's a lot of people would take issue with that.
Oh, that's funny. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Texas and Rocky. Rocky's on the air. Hey, Rocky, how you doing?
I'm good.
You're probably tired of those kind of jokes, aren't you?
No, I've heard a lot of them. A lot of my buds call me Balboa.
Balboa.
Yo, hey, I really feel like a dog because Adrian's not here to be with us, Rocky. Hey, Rocky, what part of Texas?
I live over near Greenville, but I'm headed into Dallas right now.
All right.
Greenville, yeah. That's where our station is.
Yep.
Ask, answer.
Listen to you all the time. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Brother. Ask, answer, or do both, Rocky?
Both, gentlemen.
Which one you feel confident about?
I am confident about several of them, but I want to answer the one about the critters that are mutants in the 1954.
All right, good. Somebody's watching the 1954 sci-fi classic, Them. America is threatened by giant mutations. Rocky, what were those giants?
They were ants.
They were giant ants. It's a great movie. One of my favorites.
I watched that movie I don't know how many times.
I love it. I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
It's actually a very suspenseful movie.
What's the name of it?
It is.
It's called Them with an exclamation point. The special effects, of course, don't hold up tremendously well. They're not terrible, but it's really a suspenseful movie. You don't know what's going on.
Now, how long ago was this?
1954.
Really? And it holds your attention today.
I liked it.
Okay.
Black and white or color?
Black and white.
Okay.
Rocky,
I did too.
How old are you, Rocky?
62.
All right, so we're in the same age range. So I try to get like my kids and eventually my grandkids to watch some of these older movies, and you don't have to worry. You don't have to sit there with the remote control because you're worried about what's going to come up.
The problem I have is that my grandkids, I've got 22 grandkids, and them suckers don't want to watch black and white TV.
Yeah.
They don't realize what that was like.
Well, you 22. Need to,
22 grandkids.
That's awesome.
Rocky, what you need to tell them, maybe that'll increase their interest. This is what I told my son when he asked me why there were black and white movies. I told him because before 1960, the world was black and white. And then scientists were able to change the color, and that's why the movie.
Oh,
so maybe you can get them to maybe
buy that one.
So we've been doing a lot of swimming this summer, and the kids just love it.
I couldn't even get my wife to watch westerns for years, but I finally got her to watch Quigley Down Under.
Oh yeah,
and
Tom
after
Selleck.
That, she's pretty well locked up on westerns. She's good with westerns now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of swimming, and the kids were putting on some flippers. And I said, you need to watch the show Flipper.
Yeah.
And so they're like, what?
I said, dolphin.
Oh, yeah, listen, you're going to love this porpoise and all this, the dolphin, whatever. So we go in there, and we're able to find it. And they hung in there for about 10 seconds. And I said, no, come here. Where are y'all going? Stay in here. Watch this. And they're like, not interested. So I said, you know, they didn't even give a chance for the suspense to build to see how smart this dolphin was. My wife said, I think the picture is just too grainy for them.
Oh, okay.
She said they're just so... used
to high definition.
Yeah, so used to that the quality just was turned them off. So that's sad.
Yeah,
That is the problem nowadays with the new generation. They just don't have the patience to endure any of the good old movies that came out. I mean, my wife and I just watched the... Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
She had never seen it, so I sat through that with her, which was an endurance watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you got an extra 10 or 12 hours, that movie is worth watching.
Yeah.
Hey, like if you get fired from your job or something, you got a week in between jobs.
You have to go to the restroom at some point.
I'm not retired. I work. I've got a business, and we do a lot of work in food processing plants Well, you would know if I said the names, but major food processing plants will build a lot of stainless steel equipment. And that's
good.
Where I'm headed right now is to look at a project.
Hey, Rocky, what's your question for us?
That's what I was fixing to ask. There, in World War II, the Battle of Okinawa was the last battle of the Pacific. Being a Marine, I got to study that. But there was a time after the battle was won and the military bases moved in and set up, all the driving of vehicles was on the right side of the road like we drive here in the States. But my question is, what month and year did they swap over to the left-hand side in Okinawa?
Surely we have no idea the month or the year.
Yeah. Ed knows a lot about military,
I don't know that.
military history, but that's diving deep right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's a tough trivia question.
That's SpongeBob SquarePants deep.
I'm going to say 1944.
What month?
What month?
Right.
No, sir. No, sir. I was stationed there in the Corps in 78 and 79. I was on the island for 19 months. And they actually brought down 2,500 Japanese police from mainland down to Okinawa to do the swap. And that happened in July of 1979.
Huh. Wow.
Wow. Hey, thank you for your service, yeah. Rocky. And thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you. You're a rich man with those 22 grandchildren. That's
absolutely
wonderful.
Man.
Thank you, Rocky. I know we have seven now, grandchildren. Five and under. Okay, so we're on our way to this. To Rocky.
22.
Rocky.
Yeah.
22.
That's a lot of birthday
to Rocky Land.
It is.
Yeah. Huh?
I just know when you're praying for your grandchildren, and they start increasing like that.
Yeah.
That quick and everything. You know, it's. You can.
You got to have a list.
Yeah. Well, either it's God bless number six. You know. I mean, you start
running through the names.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you can't imagine having 22 grandchildren like that.
Just got a wonderful text.
You got to budget your prayer time, right?
Yeah.
I need about an hour each night because I got 22 grandchildren to pray for.
Got a wonderful text from Lori and Russ Willems, who they volunteered at Share-a-thon for over 20 years, some Kansas listeners. And they just had another little grandbaby born, and they said, they've got 12, 10 girls and two little boys. So that was real exciting. They just had another grandbaby born.
Amen, brother.
All right. Shall we continue? Yeah. All right. We go back to Georgia, and Terry is on the line. Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Terry.
All right, Terry. Where do you live in Georgia?
Waycross, Georgia. That's southeast Georgia.
Yes, sir. I know exactly where you are. We have a lot of listeners in that area. Ask, answer, or both, Terry?
Well, I'm going to do both, but Rocky just answered my Ant movie question. I remember that one well, too. It was, all this atom bomb stuff. People were building bomb shelters. And everybody thought everything was going to be mutant after that thing, you know?
That's right. So what question do you want to try to answer then, Terry?
The one about what has a head and a tail but no body.
That's Tim.
Yeah, what's the answer, Terry?
It would have to be a coin.
A coin.
Oh, right. Nice.
There you go.
Right. Good answer. Good answer, Terry. Had you heard that one before, or do you just think that through?
No, I've never heard it before, but I flip coins often and say heads or tails.
Right. Hey, Terry, our teachers have a lot of pressure. They're overworked and underpaid. And at the start of the school year, had a test, and the teacher saw one of her students flip a coin, slap it over on his wrist, look, write down an answer, flip a coin, slap it on his wrist, write down an answer. That went on for a little ways. Then there was a pause. Then the student started doing it again. And she walked over and she said, hey, wait just a second. I saw what you're doing to get your answers. Then you stopped, and now you're flipping the coin again. What's going on now? He said, I'm checking my answers.
You know how you always told to go check your answers before you hand it in? I'm telling the Tim.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he said, I'm checking my answers. I'm explaining this.
Gotcha.
Tim's not getting it.
It's one of those moments where I'm not connecting. Y'all can explain it to me after the show.
Because it's absurd to check your answers by flipping the coin because 50-50 you. Got all it. Right, never mind.
Hey, Terry, what's your question for us?
Well, this is an extension of a question you asked a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't able to get through to you. but it's about the Purple Heart.
Okay.
What was it first issued for, and in what year? And then it was later changed to be issued for wounded in action and killed in action only. And who issued that, and what year was that?
Now, my question that he's referring to, I ask whose image is on there, and it's George Washington
right.
on the Purple Heart. And I read some of this history
right.
about it, but I've forgotten what the answer was.
You know,
that's a
I
very
don't.
Distinguished medal to for someone to
right.
be to receive.
What's the answer, Terry?
It was first issued, you know, of course, you know, by George Washington as a badge of merit in 1782, and then it was changed by General MacArthur in 1942 to be issued for wounded in action and killed in action only.
Okay.
Okay, that's good trivia. Right.
Yeah, it is. That is good trivia.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much for listening to AFR there in Georgia, and you have a great weekend.
Okay. You're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. You've got about 9 more minutes of edumacation to go here.
And you can still squeeze some learning in.
And make yourself more awesomer.
Betterer.
More betterer.
Smarterer.
And, smarterer.
And for today only, gooder.
That just sounds funny. Just say
gooder.
It. Gooder. Huh? Gooder. Make yourself more gooder. Sound like a motorcycle. Type of motorcycle. Get on the gooder.
Get on the gooder.
Ride down the street. All right. By the way, JJ, I get the joke now. it took me about a minute and a half, but it finally clicked. So that was funny. But I was lost in comic space there.
The invisible guy and the doctor
while.
Was funnier. It was funner.
Right.
It was funner.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Janice is on the line. Janice, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Janice. Where do you live in Mississippi?
In Sosher.
Sosher, okay, down in the Gulf Coast area?
Yes, pretty close to the Gulf Coast, about, I would say, maybe 10, 11 miles.
Okay, wonderful. Listen, thanks for calling. And you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'll do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the floating fruit.
Here's the question, Janice.
I can't wait to hear that.
Me too.
Here's the question. Which fruit floats because 25% of its volume is air?
A coconut.
Nope, that's not right. That's incorrect. I guess I was going to say it's a good guess, but in this category, I don't know what a good guess is exactly. But, yeah, coconut, incorrect. But
good try.
Yeah, good try.
Thank you.
You have a question for us?
Who was the star of Mother of the Car? The sitcom Mother of the Car.
Okay.
Well, My mother, the car.
My mother. I've never heard.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I remember you mentioned it on a show one time, and it seemed like Tim and I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's
you're getting old, dude.
I never heard of it.
That either. Wasn't Fred Gwynne, was it? Was Fred Gwynne in
no.
that? Okay. I don't remember.
Wait, Fred McMurray. He was in everything
no.
back in those days.
The only other guess I would have would be the guy who played Grandpa on the Munsters. He might have been in it too, but I just don't remember. I remember the show. My mom liked it. The premise of the show was that
Please
the mom
tell us.
Had the that was that the mom had died and her soul inhabited the car and it would talk to her son.
Uh-huh.
While he drove.
Yeah.
I think later.
Yeah, here's the deal. Later, her and Kit got together.
That's right.
My mother.
I don't think it was on TV very long.
No.
Imagine that. That it didn't stay on TV very long.
Well, what's I'm the shocked. Answer, Janice? I'm with you. Listen, Janice, these folks don't know what good television
We're
programming
young.
Was.
JT and I are young. We don't remember these
That's
things.
Right.
We don't remember that stuff.
What was the answer, Janice? I just don't remember who was in it.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Oh, Jerry Van Dyke. Okay, yeah, Dick Van Dyke's brother.
You know how long it lasted?
Uh-uh.
I don't.
From September of 65, and it went off the air in April of 66. So what did they got?
That's one solid year of entertainment, Tim.
Got 30 episodes were recorded by then. So who did you say was the star?
Jerry Van Dyke.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Okay.
The other Van Dyke, the one that didn't make it to all the Mary Poppins movies. Yeah.
I'd like to been in on that.
I'll bet you can.
On that decision. All right, what's the next show we're going to air? Well, we got this car that's inhabited by the spirit of a dead woman.
I'm thinking Fred Gwynne. He was in Car 54. Where are you?
That was a police
show. Fred Gwynne was in it.
Hey, let me ask you this: in the Hindu religion,
yes, you can come back as a car.
Oh, that's
well, I'm just asking.
Here we go.
Is that crazy to ask? I'm sure other people are thinking the same thing. They don't want to ask it out loud.
I bet you can watch a couple episodes of My Mother the Car.
In Hindu religion, can you come back as a car?
Apparently you can.
And what kind of car do you come back as? Or does that depend on your previous life as a battery?
1980 Toyota Celica, where you can pound out George Jones.
Yeah, anyway.
Janice, thank you so much.
She has a question for us.
Yeah, I thought that was her question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was.
My bad.
All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Do you think we'll ever hear Donald Trump, our president, say, quote, my bad? Unquote?
I don't think so.
Do you think if President Trump's playing pickup basketball and he makes an errant pass, he goes,
my bad?
Oh, my bad. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Never let him see you.
You should have caught it.
Never let them see them. Never let them see you sweat. It'd
been the best.
That's President Trump's motto.
Huge
ever.
Huh?
That was a huge free throw.
All right. Who's next?
All right.
Do we have time? We have time for one more?
I think so.
All right.
Quick.
We go to Illinois. Bill is on the line. Bill, we're up against the clock, and this is going to be down and dirty. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Bill, my name is Dale.
Dale. Okay. Sorry.
No, we renamed you.
All right.
Dale,
okay. I'll go with Bill. That's fine.
No. Hey, Dale, Dale, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I need to ask.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, let me answer first, then I'll ask.
Okay. Sorry. All right, which one you want to answer?
I'm on with celebrities. I'm nervous.
That's all right.
I want to do the Kendrick Brothers movies.
Wonderful. Go. The Kendrick Brothers have a new movie out, including the new movie. Name all six movies, Dale.
All right, I'm going to do them in order.
If you do them in order, we'll send you a T-shirt.
Flywheel.
Yes,
Fireproof.
Yes, yes.
Facing the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah, I got them out of order. It's Flywheel, Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, War Room, and the latest is Overcomer.
Excellent. That was in order. And we're going to send you a T-shirt since we've been giving those things away willy-nilly today.
I'll take it.
But Dale earned it.
Seen Overcomer?
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
Yeah,
you got a question for us, Dale?
No, we don't have.
No. Hey, stay on the line so they can get your information. All right.
Yeah, Dale. Sorry to rush you there, Dale.
We got to give our questions.
All right. FLOTUS stands for First Lady of the United States, and the Bible nowhere says that Satan rules in hell.
It's an old law, but it's still on the books. In Florida, it is illegal for unmarried women to parachute on Sunday or shall risk arrest, fine, and or jail. And then, 2005, the CBS News,
Dan Rather.
I thought it was Walter Cronkite. Anyway, which fruit floats because it's 25%?
Watermelon?
Apple.
Oh, okay.
Bobbing for apples?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
In terms of production volume, what is the most popular fruit in the world? The answer is the tomato.